Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
What was the worst birthday present you ever got? All right, some of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp here. Let me just play one or two of them for you. Hold on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Niall. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, he's got a good old singing voice, in fairness to him. God bless him.
Niall, you say that women are more thoughtful with their presents or their gifts, but I'm not even 40 yet, and I swear to God, I'm sick of getting character socks and Lynx box sets.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's with that? It's just driving me mad.
Yeah, I know
those. So they're probably the worst presents that I get, because they're just, you know, I don't know. It's just basic. It's boring. Although my mum's pretty bad for getting me some really horrendous t-shirts at times. I can say that because she's not in the country and she won't be listening. But she's got me some pretty bad ones over the years that, you know, look like that she's been paid to take them rather than she's paid for them. So that's always fun. Me and my wife have a good giggle every time I get a present from her and I get to open it these days.
Yeah, I know those ones. Yeah, the t-shirt. She's been paid to take rather than paid for. Tommy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you? Tommy? Okay, not there, unfortunately. Let's go to one or two more of your voicemails. Let's try this one. Hold on.
Niall, how are you doing? It's Mick the Taxi Man. Niall, one of the worst presents I ever got, I got off my family. He gave me a birthday card with a couple of scratch cards in it.
Yeah.
And one of my scratch cards was a winner. I actually won 50 grand, would you believe?
No!
And I was dancing around the place, and 50 grand, and I had it spent in me mind.
Yeah, of course you would.
And they were all breaking their heart laughing.
Oh, no.
It turned out to be a fake one.
Oh,
so
no.
So that was the worst one I ever got.
No.
Because I actually got nothing on the rest of them, so I ended up with nothing. I would have rather a few quid. But a fake scratch card, though, had me all excited. That was the worst one I ever got. Worst present I ever got.
Yeah. I seen a video there recently of a guy who got a fake scratch card, and it was his boss had set him up. It was a fake scratch card, and he scratched it, and then you could see him. Seemingly they had pretended to buy it between them, but he then told his boss to shove his job up his you-know-what, and he hated his job. And it turned out it was a fake scratch card, but it was for like 200,000. Let me go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm good. No, I'm happy birthday.
Good. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, what was the worst present you ever got?
Would you be listening?
Who be listening?
I got a remote control car when I was 35. I don't know what was this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was it your other half?
It was the ex-other half. Thank you. I know. No, she won't be listening. I'm safe enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like, what are you thinking?
Was it even a nice remote control car? I like remote control cars.
I think it was like, she knew I liked gadgets.
Yeah. But that's not a bad present, is it? Young grateful shit.
It wasn't the main one, thankfully. But you know, we had that sad at gadget shops where they had all these unique gadgets you could buy, and she probably thought, yeah.
I'd say it was expensive, was it?
I don't know. Got stuck in the corner.
And did you pretend you liked it?
Of course, but you had to, yeah. Yeah.
And when you say it wasn't the main present, so in other words...
You know what I mean. You have your little kind of...
Yeah, so then what's wrong with that?
It's just like, maybe mid-20s. Like, you don't have no idea about me. Hang on. If that's all I have to complain about, it's not a lot.
Yeah, no, this is true. Because I'll be honest with you now, Kevin, I'm not going to agree with you here today, because if I was in my 30s, and somebody gave me, as another gift, like it wasn't your main present, a remote control car, I'd be all right with that. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it's just a bit. Yeah.
I'm a big child.
Any sort of socks or jocks, so I can't complain.
Yeah, if somebody wants to send me a fake remote, if somebody wants to send me a remote control car, you know, and it's not a main gift, I'm okay with that. Send it to me now.
If you
don't want it, Kevin, send it in here, I'll take it off you.
Oh, God knows where it is. Probably got that in the separation as well.
As well as everything else.
Yeah. Tell me.
Anyway, is that the worst you've ever got, Kevin?
Yeah, off the top of my head. Yeah.
Well, All right, and what about the smellies? Did you not get boxes of smellies throughout your life? You know, the Link sets, as somebody mentioned earlier on as well.
No, I've always been, people have been warned off, don't buy me clothes, don't buy me that shave.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of over the boy for, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, there's no worse than getting clothes for a birthday present.
Especially when you have to wear it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Now, we all have our own style and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you kind of look at them kind of, do you know anything about me at all? And you
yeah, yeah. Yeah, how long are you with me now, like?
Yeah, yeah. You say men don't listen. Heck, hell.
Yeah. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Bernadette. Bernadette, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Bernadette?
I'm fine, Niall. How are you?
I'm fine, Bernadette. And what's the worst thing you've ever got for a birthday present?
Well, see, I wouldn't call it the worst. Other people may. I got a grave.
What?
A grave.
No, sorry. I'm asking, is there something wrong with the line? Because I'm not hearing Bernadette properly. I actually thought she said a grave. Did you say a grave, Bernadette?
A grave, yes. What happened? My mum died in 2013.
Right.
And then, that's fine. And then my dad passed away in 2018.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
And they're both buried naturally together up in Newlands.
Okay.
So I did hear that if you want to buy a grave and not use it, it would cost twice the amount. It would cost about $7,200. But if you, naturally, if you get a grave and you're using it immediately, you get for half that price.
Right.
But seemingly, if somebody dies in the family and you want to buy the grave at a cheaper price, if you do so within a certain amount of months, they give it to you for the cheaper price.
Discounted, right.
So I just passed, and I said it's my husband. God, it would be nice if I could get a grave near mum and dad.
You didn't say it to him, did you?
Because
he saw that immediately as, oh, that's what Bernadette wants.
But when we went up, it was actually unbelievable, the amount of graves that are vacant. But when I went around the guy, that one, no, that's taken. That one, no, that's taken. So I actually got the one just at the back of mum and dad.
Okay, that's nice.
And I'm happy.
Yeah.
But some people, when I say, what did you get for your 60th? I got a grave.
I know.
Well, I'm going to use it at some stage.
But he could have got you that just as a, here you go, like.
But that made me happy. That made me happy in its own way, yeah.
That you're going to be buried near your mum and dad?
Yeah.
And you got it as a gift?
Yeah, I got it for my 60th because mum and dad, dad died in July 2018.
Yeah.
And that year I was 60, I was 60 in the October.
That's madness. Here's the thing. I mean, I'm delighted that he's got the grave and you got it near your mum and dad, and that's lovely and everything else, right? But not as a present, Bernadette.
But see, I'm probably a strange person. That meant a lot to me.
Yeah. I don't know if it'd mean a huge amount to me, to be honest with you, if somebody did that. If Karen said to me, I'm after getting you a grave for your birthday. I'd
but
be, what?
Well, that, Niall, when you go into
she wouldn't.
The cemetery, a lot of the ones near the front, and I remember when Mam passed away, we got a grave near the front,
yeah.
So Dad wouldn't have to walk up too far.
Right.
So I'm actually thinking about the people that are going to come to visit me.
So they don't have to walk too far.
Yeah.
They have to walk a little bit of the way.
Yeah.
To get to your grave. I hope you're not planning on popping your clogs too soon.
No,
by the way.
Not for a while, yeah.
No,
not for a while.
No, but at least you're organised and you have a grave.
Well, I can sell it if I want to, but I'll just get the same amount back as I paid for it.
It's not like it's an investment.
No.
No.
The only thing, I can sit up there in the summer on my deck chair and no problem.
Yeah, and look at your grave. And by the way, that's a bit morbid, isn't it, that you can walk up and see your own grave? You know where it's going
to
be.
I actually, years ago when people said it to me, I say, oh my God, that's a horrible thing. But then I think, God forbid if your husband or anybody else said, you know where you're going.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Okay, listen, Bernadette, I'm delighted and horrified in the same sentence. All right, that sounds right. Okay, but I'm glad you have your grave. Thanks, Bernadette. See you.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah, you know where you're going. And what a wonderful man to buy you a grave. The number is 087-188-0000. I've got to take a break. Anne, you're in Ireland. Classic Kids Radio. How are you, Anne?
Hi, Anne. How's it going? Hi, Anne.
Yeah. No, you're Anne. Happy I'm Niall. Happy Christmas. Are you losing your marbles, Anne?
And it's goodbye for me.
Oh, Anne, I think you're losing it.
I lost this long ago.
So, Anne, what's the worst present you ever got?
No, it's a bit early in the day. I don't know if you're ready for it.
Okay.
But I did get a perineum oil for my birthday when I was pregnant.
Perineum oil? To rub between your gadgets and your gadgets?
Your bits, your back bit, your front bit.
I know what it is. I know where your perineum is.
I didn't.
You didn't know where it was.
No. I had to Google. I was like, what is this?
Why?
It was fragile. It was my birthday. I was heavily pregnant.
And who got you this? Your husband?
My sister.
Your sister bought you perineum oil. Your perineum, or how do you pronounce it?
Yeah.
For those, by the way, just an announcement, it is daytime radio now. For those who don't announce, it's between your front gadgets and your back gadgets.
Yeah, your bits, the front, and I couldn't even see my knees at that stage, none of my bloody perineum. I couldn't put it on anything.
And what was it, like a vitamin C oil or something like that?
It was like, prep your bits. Get your bits ready. Get your bits ready.
It's like giving you stretch mark oil or something like that.
Yeah, but there was stretch mark oil with it.
Oh, was there?
It was too late. I was about 7 months pregnant then. I was already like a zebra. I was destroyed. So yeah, there was nothing I could
do. Did you get many stretch marks? Did you?
I got a few, but they went away around my belly and stuff. Yeah.
I believe if you rub the oil into them, they do go away.
Yeah, perineum oil.
Well, they do. They don't last, but not perineum oil. I've never heard of perineum oil.
And her son was there, and I had to open it, and it had a lovely bore.
So what? Did you get the perineum oil rubbed in for you, or did you rub
no,
it in yourself?
I did, bloody not. I didn't. She wouldn't even at that stage. Sure, no one was looking at me.
You would imagine he would have at least at that stage. He would have rubbed it in for you, like.
It was too late. It was too late for that. Everything down there was all like,
Everything had already gone south. You did already. That goes down as the worst present so far I've heard today. Perineum oil.
Yeah, perineum oil. I did get actually from the same sister. She heard me a how to belly dance book. So a book on how to belly dance. So it's like figure eight.
Yeah, this sister really cares about you.
Yes,
I think we should name and shame this sister.
I can't.
I'm sure she has a heart of gold, but really.
Sounds like Smarrel.
Right. Okay. And we're not naming and shaming you in a bad way. We sure.
Yeah.
You do have a heart of gold. It's just not the one. It's not. The
no,
name.
Like perineum oil for your sister, and you know, it's like, what did you get? Perineum oil.
Woo! Yay!
Woo! Can I drink it?
Can I drink it? And you're a hoot. Listen, you've livened up the show today. That's for sure. Everybody will be delighted to hear that you got your perineum oil. Great tips for the lads out there, by the way.
Yes,
if you want to buy your pregnant missus something for Christmas, get her some perineum oil.
Woohoo! You tell her your doctor's orders, you have to use it.
And you have to rub it in for her.
You might get some action, you see. You might get some action. It could be a good thing.
Yeah, you need to be slippy down there. And listen, thanks very much indeed. You're a hoot.
Okay.
Thanks, bye. See you. There you go. I'm with a perineum oil. Jesus Christ.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.